Just a quick few points here. First of all, I mentioned before that when traveling by plane, it seems as common as the Paiskim, later Paiskim is, that the most opportune time to say Tzil Zarech would be on the final approach before takeoff. A lot of the Paiskim bring us down from various different Gdolim over the past generation or two, and they're not entirely clear. They don't offer the reasoning what the question was, why that particular time is unique. It would seem that the two basic factors to say why that would be the best time to say it when flying. The first factor would be that the discussion, again, we mentioned earlier about how come one doesn't make Tzil Zarech when you initially leave your house. You set out on the trip, you're about to leave. Why don't you make Tzil Zarech until you leave the city? And most of the Rishonim here seem to agree on different variations. The basic idea is a risk. If you go ahead and you leave your house, you're just out the door, you say Tzil Zarech, you might turn around. That could possibly lead to a scenario of Bracha Batala if you turn around. So we wait till you leave the city to ensure that you're really on your way before you go ahead and make a Bracha. That being the case, when you're traveling by plane, so here you're on the way out of the city, at the point of no return, when you hit departure, when you hit that point where you're already on, you're headed into the approach, and you're headed up into the air, there's really the point of no return in that scenario. And that being the case, there's no risk really of Bracha Batala of turning around. It'd be highly, highly unlikely to stop at that point and come back to the city where you left from. An additional factor is that besides for the idea of, you know, going back generations, idea of Tzil Zarech, there's certain risks inherent in traveling, be it from Listen, Chai, Svaris along the way. Today, there's various factors, but you know, the risks seem to have changed, more of an element of accents and such. Discuss in the place, how do we deal with that? Today, there's very little risk of being held up. You're driving here to New York. Last time you heard of someone getting held up along the way, you know, carjacked, something extremely rare. But nonetheless, there obviously are risks. The risks may have changed, but there are risks. But the idea that we're focusing on, essentially, is an inherent risk in travel. Probably, essentially, it's hard to know exactly, but it would seem safe to a point of rationalization that the point of departure, when you're taking off, is probably the most dangerous point of the flight. Once you're in the air, you're cruising out through, everything is fine, you're pretty much safe. Usually, most scenarios, you're good to go. The point of danger, stand to reason, the greatest point of danger would be either upon taking off or upon landing. So here, you're landing way too late. Here, you're taking off, that would be the greatest point of danger, therefore, would be the opportune time to make Tzil Zarech. However, it's worth pointing out, this whole shaila of when to make Tzil Zarech is only when you have a scenario similar to Montreal, where the airport is pretty much within the framework of the city, within the limits of the city of Pi Halacha, more or less. And that would be a problem, you know, when would you make Tzil Zarech, because this is the point of leaving from the city. However, many times, the airport is located a distance from the city. Again, Al-Pi Halacha is very hard to know. JFK is close to, say, Farakway, but from Brooklyn, it's very likely it's cut off. It's a map exactly. Certainly, if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're traveling from Yerushalayim to the airport over there, is a large stretch along the way, according to most Paiskim. Again, it gets to a different question about cities along the side of the route, but according to the majority of Paiskim, that's a regular, normal route of Chayiv and Tzil Zarech. And that being the case, this whole question of when you should make Tzil Zarech, one certainly should not wait until you go to takeoff, because the whole travel along the way in itself is Mechayiv Tzil Zarech. One should go ahead and make a bracha on the road before you even get to the airport, and that would cover the entirety of your trip. Again, if you even stretch it overnight, you're flying, you change your method of travel, nonetheless, it would cover the entire trip. Two quick points, side points to point out, Mr. Bruder throws in here, middle of Tzil Zarech. He says a few things to bear in mind when traveling. One thing he says is that if somebody's traveling, one should be very careful, even if he's traveling for a short distance, take along, every Yerush Mayim should be careful, take along his talis and tefillin. Because you never know, you're planning a short day trip, it's not a big deal, be smart about it, take your talis and tefillin, you never know what's going to happen, you may get held up overnight. He says, even if the place you get to, you're going to find somebody who lends you talis and tefillin, so what are you going to do? You find the guys who lends you talis and tefillin, so you're going to miss Tfilah B'Tzibur while he davens. Even if you don't miss Tfilah B'Tzibur, you find an extra pair, you have to go and adjust it. Many people aren't that attuned to this, but you have to be very careful about the size of the tefillin Rosh at the Kesher, and the whole tefillin should be in the right positioning. And if it's the wrong size, you're not going to be yaisa, can be Bracha Batala as well. Besides not being yaisa, there's probably many problems that can arise, and you avoid very easily by going ahead and taking your tefillin along with you on a trip as a safeguard, even if you don't plan on going on a lengthy trip. One other point to keep in mind here, he says, is that the Chazal say, Hamahalach B'derech Mifana Libel Vatola Mishchai B'Nashay, somebody is traveling, Mifana Libel Vatola, and he occupies himself with really nothing. He's battled himself along the way, he occupies himself with, you know, nothing too constructive. He's Mishchai B'Nashay, he should be learning Torah. Now, there's a caveat here. If he goes ahead, he's Isaac B'Iyun, things B'Iyun, it may cause him to get messed up along the way, and get, you know, get derailed, or mess up his traveling. Certainly, if he's driving, possibly also if he's a passenger, it may lead to discussion, people get distracted, they get too heated in the conversation and learning. However, if one is traveling, it's not a question of Iyun, one should go ahead, and if he doesn't do so, Lashon Chazal is Mitzchayiv V'Nafshei. He's very severe Lashon. It sounds almost literally, well, people use allegorically to Mitzchayiv V'Chayiv Misa. Pashas, I think it's similar, one way to understand it would be Mitzchayiv V'Nafshei is his entire, you know, your whole life, I don't know if necessarily pashtus, but one way to go would be that your whole life, everything you do, a guy, you know, traveling, you're working, you do a lot of things that are not necessarily dvarim shebekdusha. But our end goal always is that, you know, we go ahead and we live our life here, so I was busy in parnasa the whole day. So he comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu and he says, I worked my whole life, but why did I work? At the end of the day, I was aiming for, when I'm done learning, I could support my family, they could do mitzvahs, I could learn Torah, I could do all these things. But the test of where you're holding is when you're sitting there and you're not doing anything else. And you're sitting in your car now for 5 hours. Nothing else is happening. You're not involved in your job, you're not involved in anything else. What are you going to do then? If your whole day is really just a way to get this, it's a means to get to Dvarim Shebekdusha. So here you have the opportunity. You have 5 hours, you're traveling, there's nothing happening in your life. You sit there and squander the opportunity, it's a kitzrig, it's showing something wrong, not just for that time in itself, but it shows something wrong in your whole approach to life. And that being the case, there is a level of miskai b'nafshei. And today, certainly, between the amount of the different ways to access Torah and the variety of Torah available one can easily access, there's certainly no excuse. And then we have this, the Rebbe Chazal exhorting us, go ahead and take the opportunity, seize the opportunity, don't waste your time, use it properly, take whatever Torah you could on your trip.